Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The pictures and videos have been all over social media. A churro lady and a kid selling candy in handcuffs in the subway system. Now some say the subways are over-policed, while the MTA is talking about hiring more cops.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell was at an agency board meeting today. Peter, what's the rationale for this?
When this first came out, the MTA talked about hiring 500 new cops, and the rationale was given for cracking down on fare evasion. Today, we learned the price tag is $250 million over 4 years, and the chairman and CEO of the MTA was talking less about fare evasion and more about the potential for terrorism and public safety.
So, Peter, I guess the question is, do we really need that many new cops in the subways?
That is certainly open to interpretation. Some feel we don't. They say there are enough bodies down there, and they don't want over-policing. One board member talked about fare evasion crackdowns really focusing on people of color. And others say, well, is it 500 we need? Is it 250? What's the number? Pat Foy, the chairman and CEO, was pressed on that. The best answer that he gave was the cops that are cracking down on fare evasion are also doing other things, so there was no real answer as to why and how we got to 500.
Peter, the transit workers' contract expired earlier this year. Was there any talk about where things stand there?
The only talk about that came from a board member who is a transit union leader. He was complaining about the fact that this new budget they're talking about shifts money from the operating budget into the capital budget, which is what they use for long-term purchases and repairs. And his concern was if the operating budget is reduced, the MTA is going to cry poverty and say there's not enough money for raises. And what he did say in making this argument was that if things don't work out, there will be a, quote, ugly conclusion. So that was really the only talk about that.
Peter, thank you. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.